I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with that super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing, Big Dave?
I'm doing good.
So this week, our topic is conflict. In today's Meeting of the Minds, we're going to have a discussion on the stages of conflict. Before we get started, Big Dave, what you got?
Not too much, but we are working on that mastermind that we did bring up.
Oh, yes.
I'm excited to talk about it. We've done a mastermind before. We actually, had some time to talk about it today. And all the stuff that we want to bring to this mastermind is just getting me excited overall. Also to bring it together.
We aren't taking applications yet, but people are already contacting us. So if you're contacted us, you're in line. Trust me. We're only going to keep it to a limited number of people. That's what makes a mastermind work, right? And so the Stress Mastery Mastermind is where you can find mentors, accountability, teachers, and it's dedicated towards the self authoring life. That's what we're going to work on. So it's going to have weekly meetings. These are live meetings. There's different experts that are going to be involved. So that's where we bring the people into the mastermind, different expertise of each life category. There'll be a different expert in there. We have what are called hot seats, where you bring your issues in and we focus just on you. We'll have guest teachers. We have a wide range, a great reach of bringing in different teachers. And there will be coaching in there also. We will do some coaching, and it's all about supporting that self-authoring stage four. That's kind of the overview. Would it right, Dave?
Yeah, for sure. And I know a lot of people look at masterminds as personal development, just, solely stuck on that. But it's a lot of overall. One of the podcasts I actually listened to for a long time, I helped launch from that. And that came off a question that came into the mastermind that we were in. So it's an overall graphic designs, website designs, social media consults, things like that. It goes over a wide variety of stuff. And that's why I think I'm so excited for it, is because you get to see the seeds that have been planted. And I've also got to see, how they become some huge things off of just ideas that were shared in a group. And that's what people think they are. Oh, it's just a group together. And I've watched big things happen from those ideas being shared with each other.
So what do they email?
You can email us. It's info@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com. Just go ahead and put mastermind in the subject, and we'll make sure to go ahead and put you on the list. Like Bill said, we are going to do first come, first serve. So if it does fill up, if somebody doesn't, register.
Well, there's an application process too. There's an application process and all this. We want to make sure that it's right for you. That's what we want to make sure, we want to make sure this is what you're looking to get and stuff like that. So yeah, I know a lot of people are contacting us. Please just email us and we're going to put you on a list. We'll be very quick in putting this thing together. I didn't expect that much feedback, but it was a lot. So we will.
Yeah, it looks like it's getting ready to go real fast.
Wow. So this week, our topic has been conflict. And today we're talking on the stages of conflict. According to psychologist Dr. Eric Erickson, during our psychosocial development, we go through 8 stages of conflict. Erickson believed that at each stage of development, people are faced with these conflicting forces. And this is what creates what Erickson termed an identity crisis. So an identity crisis is a development event when one questions their sense of self or their place in the world, creating a conflict. Erickson's theory differs from many, as his theory actually addresses development across an entire lifespan. At each stage of development, the individual deals with a conflict that serves as a turning point of that particular stage of development. And when the conflict is resolved successfully, the individual develops the psychosocial quality associated with the particular stage of development they happen to be in. So stress mastery is developing the skill of conflict resolution. Erickson taught that it is the conflict resolution of each stage of development that is necessary for the individual's growth as a human being. So you with me?
So far, so good.
Have you ever heard of Dr. Erickson before? Any stages of development?
No, I haven't.
Psychology class. Never be teaching, right? So let's go through them a little bit because I think they're pretty interesting. Let's discuss the 8 stages of human development according to Dr. Eric Erickson. Stage 1 is trust versus mistrust. Trust versus mistrust is the earliest psychosocial stage that occurs during the first year of the child's life. During this critical phase, the infant is utterly dependent on their caregivers. When the parents or caregivers respond to a child's needs in a consistent, caring manner, the child learns to trust the world and the people around them. Now, the conflict is those who are not able to trust their caregivers, the conflict, they feel that the world is unreliable. You understand?
Yeah, for sure.
It's a very early development. So then stage 2 comes, autonomy versus shame and doubt. The second psychosocial stage Erickson talks about involves the conflict between autonomy and shame and doubt. Autonomy means the right or condition to self-govern. As the child enters the toddler years, gaining a greater sense of personal control becomes increasingly important. Tasks such as learning how to use the toilet, selecting foods, and choosing one's toys are ways the child will gain a greater sense of dependence. The key conflict of stage 2 is the child being given the opportunity. When the child's not given that opportunity to become self-reliant, when the parents or caregivers do everything for the child, they actually feel ashamed or doubtful of their abilities. You want to touch on that one?
Yeah, I've mentioned that a few times, the helicopter parenting. I'd say one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me in my childhood, and even between our relationship and I was older when I met you, is having the ability to fail and then create the resolution from those conflicts that have came up. A lot of times I've seen a lot of friends and even, you know, peers where something comes up and it's resolved, but they didn't have to do anything for it.
And we'll talk about that because we're going to talk how these stages don't work like people think, but I'll get to that at the end. So stage 3 is initiative versus guilt. So Dr. Erickson's third psychosocial stage is known as initiative versus guilt, and this occurs between the ages of about 3 and 5 years. Now, this stage is centered on developing a sense of self-initiative. Children who are allowed and encouraged to engage in self-directed play emerge with a sense of strong initiative, while those who are discouraged may begin to feel a sense of guilt. Key conflict of stage 3 is when kids are allowed to engage in self-directed activities and play, they learn how to take initiative for their own growth and development. When they are not allowed to have self-directed activities and play, they do not learn how to step into expansion. You see, children who resolve this conflict develop a sense of purpose, while those who do not solve this conflict may be left with feelings of guilt. So we can see how the child's developing, right? Or not developing. Uh-huh. Then there's stage 4, industry versus inferiority. During middle childhood, between the ages of 6 and 11 years, the child enters the psychosocial stage of industry and inferiority. As children engage in social interaction with friends and academic activities at school, they will begin to develop a sense of pride and accomplishment in their work abilities. This is in stress mastery stage two imperial mind. We call this the apprenticeship phase of the stages of development that we teach. And this stage is all about teaching the child conflict resolution. Now, in Erickson's stage four, children who are praised and encouraged develop a sense of competence. But those who are discouraged are left with a sense of inferiority. The key conflict, Erickson says, of stage four is navigating social interactions and academic challenges. Those who succeed do well in school, get along with other kids, feel competent. Those who do not feel inferior. They lack self-confidence. So we can see a lot that happens in stage four, and that is our stage two imperial mind. After age seven, that child enters that it's all about experiences. And that's what Dr. Erickson is talking about in there. Do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. I love listening to this and going back on, you know, experiences, my childhood. A lot of pretty much everything was encouragement for me, you know, whether it was a failure that I had, I was always encouraged to do better. And it was always one of those that always pushed me forward that followed me, you know, as I continued.
Yeah, I think it's so important. Parents need to understand how the human being develops, because that's how you help your child. We think we help our children by making sure they're okay, they don't hurt, they don't have any pain, they don't fail, they don't fall. I'm telling you, it's the opposite. And that brings us to stage five, identity versus confusion. In Dr. Erickson's stage five, psychosocial stage, it is centered on the identity versus role confusion. At this point, the child enters adolescence, those teen years, and the formation of personal identity takes the forefront. The teen explores different behaviors, roles, and identities that they can play or get away with. Erickson believed that this stage was particularly crucial and that this is the stage where they forge a strong identity. And it's the basis for their entire future direction. So feeling secure about oneself was the key. And the key conflict of this stage is feeling confused, left out. This leaves the child feeling confused about who they are and what they want to do with their lives. This is the stage that the cage door closes on the cage mind and the ego is set. In stress mastery, this is when they enter stage three socialized mind. And this is when their journey in life truly begins. So what Dr. Erickson is saying, and we're saying the same thing, this is the stage that the self is set. That means your self-esteem, your estimate of yourself, and your estimate of how others believe you are, your self-worth, you, your worthiness, and what you believe others think you're worth, and your self-image, how you see yourself and how you believe the world sees you. And all of that is set in this stage. Now, Dr. Erickson believed that this stage was crucial because if you could forge a strong identity, it would serve as a basis for finding your future direction. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So stage six comes now, intimacy versus isolation. The sixth psychosocial stage is centered on intimacy versus isolation. This stage is focused on forming intimate, loving relationships with other people. Dating, marriage, family, and friendships are important in this stage, which lasts from age 19 to 40 years. Now, the key conflict of this stage comes in the form of building strong bonds with other people, particularly romantic attachments. These bonds play a vital role, as does resolving this conflict in early adulthood. Those who succeed develop strong and lasting relationships, while those who fail can end up feeling isolated and lonely. The conflict of this stage six intimacy versus isolation is built into the relationship category. That we talk about our five life categories, it's a relationship category. And I can say this for a fact. In coaching, this is the category that pulls or keeps individuals from moving fully into the self-authoring mind stage of development. Relationships is what keeps them in the conflict of that stage three socialized mind. So we know that relationship category is a hard category to overcome. And Erickson, Dr. Erickson, is saying it's between the ages of 19 and 40 years. What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I think that's a one that it's one hell of a roller coaster. That's for sure. And for me, it goes along with how you were talking about where the self-esteem is set and all that. Because for me, I always was set, no matter how I looked, how much money I had, I always had confidence that I'll be able to grow or get better or do something. And that followed me into this relationship category too. It's I always was going to learn from whatever mistake or whatever mishap was happening and continue to go. But man, it's still, no matter what, that up and down ride, it's never the same.
And think about it. So he's saying if you don't pass one stage, you can't go into the next stage. And that's where I believe he's wrong. And a lot of people discount that. We'll talk about that at the end, because that just isn't true. Yeah. You know, I mean, we'll talk about it, but if your identity is set and you're living through that identity and you're, and what did he say? 19 years old, something like that. It's like, come on, that identity, look at, you're young enough to remember being 19.
Yeah.
Now, are you even close to the same identity at 27 that you had at 19? Not even close.
I was even the same at 21 that I was 19.
Yes. I want you to think about that for a second as we go through these things, because we're talking about conflict this you know, week. It's important to understand these things. Mm-hmm. And then there's stage seven, generativity versus stagnation. Once the adult enters the generativity versus stagnation stage, which occurs during middle adulthood, the cycle social conflict becomes centered on the need to create or nurture things that will outlast the individual. This is like raising a family, working, building a career, contributing to community. These are all ways that people develop a sense of purpose. Those who fail to find ways to contribute may feel disconnected and useless. Now, the conflict for stage seven, generativity versus stagnation, involves navigating life and feeling accomplished. Things like raising a family, succeeding at work, and leaving some type of legacy plays into this conflict. This stage is a huge component in my shift coaching. Many clients that I work with have followed the cultural script. Successful career, strong financials, set up with security, no disease, relationships are good, maybe not great, but good, yet they feel disconnected and useless. Because it is stage seven, generativity versus stagnation, that many begin to question their belief systems. They get, when you question your beliefs, really question them, you will begin to get another lease on life. This is when they discover their purpose. This is when they move into heart connection of the creation mind, and it opens up another complete level of life as they break through the conflict of stagnation. But if I had to put an age on that, it used to be in the 50s. Now I see it more in the mid-30s. And that's kind of cool, because that's when you begin to shift. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's also going to keep on getting younger and younger as time goes on, especially with how technology is and stuff like that. You start to see different paths, different groups, different tribes, different beliefs. Before it was just kind of, you know, if you didn't travel outside the world, that's why traveling before was like, go travel and see the world, because you get to see different people and walks of life. Now you can go on your phone, your computer, and literally see the entire world in different beliefs. And I think that's just going to get younger and younger and younger as we continue. Maybe.
I think, yeah, Dr. Erickson passed in 1994. He missed it, you know?
Idea what was upcoming.
No idea what was coming, right? Then there's stage 8, finally, the final stage, integrity versus despair. Dr. Erickson's final psychosocial stage is this integrity versus despair, and it begins around age 65 and lasts until death. During this period, Dr. Erickson said that the individual is looking back on his or her life. And the major question during this stage is, did I live a meaningful life? Now, those who look back and feel a sense of peace, wisdom, and fulfillment, even when they're facing death, will pass stage 8. Those who look back on life with bitterness and regret live with feelings of despair. So the key conflict is, and this is me saying this, the key conflict in this stage is the current state of the individual. If one is in the state of judgment and reaction, they will have regrets and they are not able to see their successes and lessons of their life. If one is in awareness response, they will see a life of lessons and will emerge with a sense of wisdom and satisfaction. So as we look, those are the 8 stages. Dr. Erickson's stages of conflict can reveal certain behavioral, you know, behaviors one may be exhibiting. Yet, conflicts are something that we all face in life. And it's important to understand that even though Dr. Erickson put the conflicts in stages, these conflicts are not confined to the point of life that he taught. For example, Erickson suggested that identity was largely a challenge during adolescence. Now, we understand through the teachings of stress mastery that the identity is the ego. And that identity will create conflict until we move out of stage 3 socialized mind, which was set at age 16, into stage 4 self-authoring mind. The identity can and will be a conflict until this is done. Throughout our life, we will assume new roles and new identities. The question is, will we be present in these roles and identities, or will the ego take over our lives? You understand, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's where he's wrong. Now, Erickson also, remember he said, Erickson put creating relationships as a conflict in young adulthood. Yet, the divorce rate should tell us that the conflict is something we force throughout a lifetime, right? Well, and we have to understand, while Erickson's stages of conflict can provide an overview of some development issues, it is important that each person listening understands that life does not unfold in a series of steps. It doesn't work out stage 1, stage 2, stage 3. That would be too easy, because then we would know the test to pass, right?
I wish it was that simple.
Right? It would be that simple. So it doesn't fold out that way. So your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting, especially when he starts to talk about the older part of life, you know, when you go into your 60s and stuff like that. Like we were talking about the way that developing relationships when you're younger becomes an issue. I'm starting to see that with some of the people that I talked to that are moving from their 60s and 70s because they feel disconnected from their families. They feel disconnected from their people, that everybody's always on their phones, while in reality, those people are creating relationships through technology and they feel disconnected because of that. So like you said, I don't think those conflicts within those ages are really, you know, are those things. I can't see a lot of them being a big part in those years, because I can definitely go back to like my 19s and up and see how relationships played a massive role. But I also see how that, as I'm getting older, is becoming even more of an important role, not necessarily a conflict from it anymore, but working with so many different people now, I'm starting to see that the conflicts are all over, but it's the way that their state is on how they're dealing with that conflict is more important.
Absolutely agree with you. And you have to understand that. Now, the difference between this and Dr. Keegan's stages, Dr. Keegan's stages works a little bit more with the science of how the human being operates, right? The brain works. So stage one, you're not stopping. You're developing your programs. But Erickson is right. If you develop a bad program, it's going to be developed. You're recording the environment. So if you're not getting your needs met, it's absolutely going to be embedded in your identity. So Erickson's right. Yet the way Dr. Keegan, and at least Dr. Leahy teaches that, is that's the way the brain operates. So we could talk to Dr. Bruce Lipton, anybody. The brain is operating in that recording hypnotic stage, theta stage, from birth to age 7. Well, that second stage is really important because that's where they get their experiences. And again, we can go back to our ancestors. This is when the child would start their apprenticeships. This is when the child would start getting their experiences. What are the experiences about? To set their roles, their identity, and the programs. So at 16, when that stage ends, yeah, self-esteem, self-worth, self-identity is set. What's the purpose of that? To provide and serve the tribe. Then you step into stage 3, and stage 3 is all about holding the perception and expectation of your world. And unfortunately, that doesn't work anymore because we don't live in tribes. So how can we begin examining our own lives and the conflicts that we must resolve to grow? And I have an idea. I say we start with the awareness of the 5 life categories, and we take some time to sit and reflect on the problems, the challenges, and the conflicts. In other words, those aspects that cause you to be stressed out. And you want to sit, if you really want to open up your mind, you do this with each of the life categories. You do it for career. You do it for finances. You do it for health, relationships, and your spiritual and personal development. Now you can break life down into segments, right? We see a little bit of segments. So what would you do? First, you get your categories, list out your categories, and then answer the certain questions. So what are, let's say, the first questions you would ask in each one of the categories? You take one category, then the other category, and you ask these questions. And there's a block. I have 4 blocks of questions. The first block is, what are the current conflicts? So you look at your career. What are your current conflicts in career? What's your current conflicts with money, with your health, with relationship? And what are the issues that bother you and keep you up at night the most? What is it really? What is your problem, your issues? What are the conflicts, the issues that are bothering you the most in each one of the categories, right? Then you go to the second block. Again, for each category, career, finance, health, relationship, personal and spiritual development, ask, what behaviors have you tried to change in this category in the past and failed? What is the behavior? What behavior did you try to change in the past and you failed to do that? Maybe it's procrastination in career. Maybe it's trying to be on a budget in finances. Maybe it's not eating chocolate every night in diet. Well, what is it? But list them down, all the behaviors you can think of that you've tried to change in each of the categories in the past and you failed. Then, next block, ask, what are your core beliefs that drives your behavior in each category? What do you believe about career? What do you believe about money? When you got to really sit with yourself and ask yourself these questions, this is contemplation. And ask on these beliefs that drive the behavior, are any of these beliefs that are driving your behavior creating conflict? You ask yourself the simple question, are these creating conflict? Yes, no. If they are, look at those beliefs, because remember, the human being is hardwired for behavior. Behavior is dictated by what's held in mind. Beliefs are held in the cage mind. And then the next block in each category, again, career, finance, health, relationship, personal and spiritual development, what would make this life category work for me? In other words, what would make me happy, feel fulfilled? What would put me in the joy energy in each of the category? So what has to happen in career for you to feel happy? What has to happen in personal development to feel joy? What is it? Sit down and answer the questions. And then finally, in each of the life categories, career, finance, health, relationship, personal and spiritual development, write a description of the category and what it looks like in conflict resolution. In other words, what does that category look like and feel like in stage four self-authored mind? And I guarantee you, this will be an awakening exercise. You might want to join the mastermind then, or the community, or something, because that's when you have focus. If you don't know what the conflict is, and you're not aware of the behavior happening, if you don't break your life into segments, then what happens is it all just meshes together. It all just becomes one big behavior conflict. And before you know it, day's over, you're back in bed, you wake up the next day, same routine, back in bed, you wake up the next day, because we're not aware. This is the ultimate of awareness exercise. After you do that, then you can start putting a plan together and create practices. That's when you can create skills. Your thought, David. By the way, I came up with this off the top of my head as I was writing this episode. I go, because I don't like Erickson's stages. I wanted to teach it because it's out there. And anybody, Mark Middlestead must know this well. He's got a psychology degree, right? I think those stages are confusing because you can't put a, you can't go, oh, one stage. Maybe when you're younger, but even when you're younger, you have no control the first 7 years. Mm-hmm. So what are you, you're done because you can't pass stage one? You're done. It's like, your life is over. I would have been dead. I would have been done. I definitely didn't get any of my stage one, Matt. So stage two, I would have been screwed. I almost said it. No F-bombs.
With his stages are is when he explains that they only talk about room for improvement versus like how you're locked in at the person you are at 19. Well, I know people who were fantastic at 19 and went towards a downward spiral as they got older. So there is a, you know, there's two planes that you could go to. When he describes them and explains them, it sounds like it's just development as you continue, but that's also not the case for most of it. Like you were saying, we're categorizing the conflicts. I think that's so important for people to do, like when you chunk them out in that way, especially if you have a foundation or an anchor of your purpose. Because I know a lot of people are going to say, well, I'm just getting out of high school. I'm just starting college. Great. You're not supposed to know what the hell you're supposed to do. Your conflict is that you don't know. And if you can search for it within your purpose and have that foundation and your anchor, then that's all you need. That's where you discover it. That's where you go. So not having or not knowing is a problem if you don't connect it to the purpose. Once you connect it to the purpose, you start to figure it out almost unintentionally. It's like it gravitates to you, and then you can continue that way. But I think that was perfectly right. You categorize and you chunk into the conflicts that you currently have. And if you don't know the conflict, that is your conflict. That is
exactly. Or ask somebody. You can ask somebody too. Linda, you know, do I have conflicts in our relationship? And she might listen.
I don't know. You got to have a lot of time to I know.
But you know what I'm saying, right? And so I thought, I want to bring this episode in. The stages of conflict are taught, you know, in psychology, psychiatry, and I like the way we're teaching. I like Dr. Keegan. I got to work with Dr. Keegan. I like him because here's the thing. Once you self-author your life and move into stage four, you're not going back to stage three. That's the difference of what we teach. You're releasing the programs that created the identity that had you in conflict in stage three. That's stress mastery. That's the whole processes that we teach through our shift coaching. It's what we teach in the community, stress mastery community. And it is what we will be working on. That'll be part of what we work on in the mastermind, because there's processes to this. We're human beings. And when the process is done right, Once you're in stage four fully, you're in stage four fully, and you're not going back. That's the difference. You're not, you know, the way these stages are laid out, the way Dr. Erickson laid them out, I would still be in stage one. Wait, what happened? I still haven't figured that one out. I didn't get the play right. You know, you don't have control over that.
Back
you
to do the chocolate cake.
You do have control over your life, people. You really do. When you realize that life, we talked about it last week, when you get out of the victim story and you stop thinking life is happening to you, and you get on that hero's journey and realize that life is happening for you, oh my God, you can shift today. You don't have to wait 10 years to shift. It could be today. But answer those questions. Go back in this episode and answer those questions, because it will be enlightening for you, I promise. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. And you can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Those links are right below in the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.